These places are always so small. It's claustrophobic enough that they lock us in, without me being practically on top of you. I would give you a bit more space, but it's not easy to do that. Good. I'm glad you don't mind. I'm not sure how long we'll be down here. I guess just till they call you to the dock. It can take a while. This is us for the foreseeable future, at least. Sure, you know I wouldn't normally be in here with you. It's not ideal that there wasn't a male staff member on today. I hope it's not making you feel uncomfortable. You prefer it? Well, that makes things easier. I can tell you're nervous. The best thing to do is find a distraction. Yeah, the graffiti certainly is colourful. Have you ever written on one of these walls? I write. Sure, your smile gives you away. You chancer. What did you write? Oh, go on. Believe me, you're not going to shock me. You're not telling? Well, we're in here for a while. Why don't we play a game narrowing it down? You up for that? Good. It can feel like a lifetime locked in here if we sit in silence. Okay. Were you bragging about what you'd done? Yeah, I kind of thought that. But I had to ask. It's what half these walls are covered in. Aye. Daft enough to put their name on it as well. I give you more credit than that. And I know you better than that. Did you write some inspirational poetry? No. Not even a dirty limerick. Do you know any, I? No? Fair enough. No, I wouldn't either, to be fair. Shocking memory for that stuff. So, were you slagging off the system? Well, it is kind of normal to feel frustrated before you go for sentencing. I know I would feel pissed off if I was being sent down for something I didn't do. There's a lot of frustrated people who have been in this cell before us. Yeah. That's why you're with me. It seems to settle people having someone with them. Not always, but we're getting on fine so far. Of course I care. Like I said, I've known you long enough. I know what you're like. Yeah. I do. I do like you. You weren't writing anything like dark and brooding on the walls, were you? Good. I'm glad to hear that. So, what did you write? Why would you be embarrassed? You don't need to feel like that with me. Please tell me. You are feeling frustrated in that way. Yeah, I guess you wouldn't get much chance to do anything about that usually. Did you touch yourself the last time when you were in the holding cell? But you wanted to? Do you want to now? I think that's perfectly natural. All that adrenaline flooding your body, blood pounding through your veins, body feeling hot, flushed, and breathing deeply. I can see the goosebumps on your arms. Your skin must be tingling. I bet you're so sensitive that if I whispered in your ear, like this, you'd feel that sensation rush all the way through your body. I want you to show. No, don't worry about them. That door is locked. They're only going to come running if I bang on the door and call them. Please show me. I know you wouldn't usually act like this. I want you to do this for me. You know you have nothing to feel ashamed of. I have never judged you, and I never will. That's it. Good boy. You look so hard already. I can see that you need this. You want me to make you do this because you know it turns me on. I like how that made your cock twitch. Stroke it for me. I want to watch you run your hand slowly and down the length of your beautiful shaft. That looks so good. Nice and slowly. That's it. Just keep that going. There you go, nice and firm, just up and down the length of your cock. Don't stroke the head just yet. Just focus on your shaft. Feel the even grip of your fingers all the way around, molded to your cock. I want you to feel every finger as they glide up and down. Yeah, that's it. A little faster now. Yeah, you still feel every finger, every single one in contact with your cock. Look at me as you touch yourself. I want to see the pleasure on your face, satisfying that ache, that need inside you, that adrenaline still coursing through your body, because you know that we could get caught. Someone could walk into this cell at any moment and see you doing this for me. See what I've asked you to do for me. I want you to rub the head of your cock while you watch me. You're going to watch me touch myself because I ache too. Lick the palm of your hand for me. Make sure you get it nice and wet while I wriggle out of some clothes. Take that hand and place the palm on the head of your cock with the fingers down the length, like you're about to juice a lemon. That's good. Just like that. I want you to slowly twist your hand on the head of your cock, just like you were juicing that lemon. And you're going to follow me. Each time I push my fingers inside myself, like this, you're going to change direction. You understand? Good boy. Okay. Keep watching me. Left. Right. Left. Right. Slower. Slower. Left. Right. Can you see how wet I am? Watching the pre-cum make the palm of your hand a sweet, sticky mess for me. Keep going, that's it. Every time I push my fingers inside myself. That's it. You know, I've heard you from outside your cell at night. Those moans that you make, how desperate you are to come as soon as you're alone. And you think no one can hear you. Some of the fantasies that you mutter into the darkness. Oh, God. They make me so hot. shower like this. At the end of the day. I was hoping I'd get this opportunity to be alone with you. Put your hands on the bench. I want to stroke you now. I'm going to take control of every sensation you can feel. Every bit of pleasure. Oh, yeah. You feel so heavy in my hands. Your balls are so full. You need this. You can feel how wet you made me. My juices all over your cock. You feel even better than I imagined. Lean forward and spit on the head of your cock for me. I want you to be nice and slippery while I work your cock in my hand. That's it. Very nice. Doesn't that feel better? The way my hand slides easily, rhythmically, up and down the smooth length of you. You feel perfect. I can't stop thinking about you sliding like this inside me. How every stroke would slide from the head deep inside me until you're balls deep inside me. Making me gasp and rise before you pull out to the tip again. And that's it. Grip the bench while I run my thumb across the head of your cock and milk you with my hands. I can feel you swelling every time I stroke you. Closer and closer to that release. Open your legs for me. I have to taste you. You're worried I'll get caught on my knees with you inside me. You'll just have to try and not get us caught, won't you? Imagine what the judge would think, caught in a position like that. He isn't going to believe I was abusing my power, that I needed to feel you inside me, is he? Your pre-cum tastes so good. Push your hips up. I want you to slide yourself past my lips, all the way in, nice and slowly. Stay nice and still. Lean back against the wall. Good boy. You can use your hand to cover your mouth if you need to, as I go faster and tease your balls like this. I love the way you fill my mouth. Spread my lips nice and wide. I want you to suck on the fingers that are inside me. I watch my hard nipples bounce as I'm hungry for your cock. Oh, it is so good. Oh, I want you to come in my mouth. Just push my head all the way down when you're about to come. I want to feel you hit the back of my throat. And feel your cock explode inside me. And then I want you to kiss me. I want you to taste your cum on my tongue and feel it in your mouth. That's it. I can feel you getting closer. Come for me. Come in my mouth.